Kinyan Yud Beis of the Memches Tvarim Shatar Niknas Bahem is Yishuv. Rashi says, Yarbe b'yeshiva, the marbe b'yeshiva, marbe chachma. Like the Gemara Nida, Mayasa Adam v'yechkam, Yarbe b'yeshiva, what should a person do? If he wants to become smart, he wants to become a chacham, he should be marbe b'yeshiva. The concept of learning b'yeshiva, the Gemara Numa tells us, we find by the Avos HaKadoshim. The Gemara says, Mimeim shalai v'seinu leparsha yeshiva mehem. Avraham Avinu zaken v'yeshiv b'yeshiva haya. Yitzchak Avinu also zaken v'yeshiv b'yeshiva haya. Yaakov Avinu zaken v'yeshiv b'yeshiva haya. Torah says that Yaakov Avinu is a ishtam yeshiv ehalim. Why is it called yeshiva? Why can it be called a beis medrash or another lashon that could identify with somebody sitting in a place and learning? Definitely has to do with this kinyan, b'yishuv, a person having the ability to sit b'hasmada and with ritzifus in order to acquire Torah in the proper way. This is Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that relates the story with Ilfa and Reb Yechanan that were learning Torah together. And the Gemara says, D'chika lo humilsa, they were having parnasa issues. So they said, you know, let's go out and find some work. And we mekayim the pasuk of Efes ki lo yia b'cha evyein. So they went and they were sitting under a wall, and the Gemara says that it was a wall that was weak, and there was a chashash that this wall would fall down. And they were sitting and they were eating bread. Two malachi asharis came by, and Rabbi Yechanan heard that one of them said to the other one, one of the malachim said to the other one, Nishti alayu haiguda v'niktilinu. Let's throw down this wall and kill Ulfa and Rabbi Yechanan. And why they say this? The Gemara says, Sheminichin chayi olam haba va'oiskim l'chayi isha. They're leaving chayi olam haba, Torah, and they're working in chayi olam hazeh. So the other one, the other malach said, let's leave them. Because one of them has, the Gemara's lashon is, the kaim olay shaita, and Rashi says, asad l'hizgadil ve'in zman olamos. He still has a lifetime ahead of him. It's not his time to die. Rabbi Yechanan heard the Malachim speaking, and Ilfa didn't hear the Malachim speaking. Rabbi Yechanan said to Ilfa, did you hear anything? Ilfa says, nope, I didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yechanan said, since I heard, they must be talking about me. When it said, Kaima li shaita, must be talking about me. I'm going back to Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Yechanan went back to the Beis Medrash, and the Gemara says, V'uki b'nafshoi ki lo yechtal evyein mekerev ha'aretz. Seems like when they wanted to go out for Parnasa, they wanted to be Mekayim the Pasuk of Efes Kiloyiyah B'chavyoin. And now after he heard the Malachim saying that he's Menichin Chaya Olam Haba V'ayitkin Mechay Yesha, it's time to go back to the Beis Medrash and be Mekayim Kiloyechtal Evyoin Mekarev Ha'aretz. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan went back and Ilfa continued with his Esek in Chaya Olam Hazeh. In the meantime, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan became Rosh Yeshiva and he became a Manig. And it seems like people said to Ilfa that if you would have gone back to the Beis Medrash and done the same thing that Rabbi Yechanan did, they would have been mamlech you as a Rosh Hashiva, as a manik, the same way they were mamlech Rabbi Yechanan. And Rashi says that Ilfa actually was garmitfei. He knew more than Rabbi Yechanan. So it says that he went up and he hung himself on Iskaya Desfinta, must be the sails of a ship. And he said, there's nothing you could ask me. Even though I'm learning, even though I'm working, and I'm being oisik echai isha, i'iko deshoili b'masnisa de rebchiyev rav oishiyev aloi p'shitnalei m'masnisa nafilna me'iskaya desfinta v'tavana. He was basically telling the world that I know everything, even though I'm working, but I know as much Torah as Rabbi Yechanan and possibly even more. Now, Matisyo Salomon points out, if you think about it, Rabbi Yechanan was a huge Rosh Yeshiva. He had huge amounts of Talmidim, B'chayav, and after he passed away as well. Until today, we have the memories of Rabbi Yechanan all over Shas in abundance. On the other hand, Ilfa, who seemingly had more Torah, more Ma'amarim than Rabbi Yechanan, is very seldomly found in Shas. Even though, again, it seems like he was at least as great, if not greater than Rabbi Yechanan. So you see how great the kayach of yeshiva is. And it seems like from this Gemara that Rabbi Yechonon and Ilfa were supposed to both have gone back to the yeshiva, and Rabbi Yechonon went back, and Ilfa didn't, and Rabbi Yechonon had a legacy, and Ilfa didn't have that same legacy. So even though most of us are probably past our prime yeshiva days, it's important that any time that we have, we should try to create that yeshiva sense, that whatever learning we're able to accomplish should be with that hasmada and that retzifus, with the chavrusa, with the rebbe, a makim kavua, and then we'll be able to accomplish that although we may be oiske mechaye isha, however, we are not being meinichin chaye olam haba. Have a wonderful day.